Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, we Bobby Hebert, Mike DeTellier. We are at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Got a lot going on. We have Dave Hilbert on with us a little after 5 o'clock. He'll tell us all about things happening here at the Silver Slipper. And Grant's right. It is not $85,000. It is $90,000 up for grab this Thursday. So, hey, if you're in the area, stop on by at the Slipper. Got a chance to win $90,000 cash money.
Cash money, homie.
How about that?
Yep, cash money. Who doesn't like cash?
Bob,
the IRS don't like that.
Well, they get their share of it, so I mean, yeah, nobody's complaining about that.
No, the IRS, that's the problem. They don't get their share of the cash money.
Bob, yesterday, I think in the loss, I think one of the things we saw for the first time, I think we see a semblance, and Tommy Tucker and I were talking about this morning, of what I think Kellen Moore wants to run offensively. And that is a heavy run offense. And it doesn't matter if it's Spencer Rattler, and we know eventually it'll be Tyler Shuck. They want to run the ball, and they had success. We talked all week about the Bills ain't stopped nothing.
No,
5.6 yards a run.
I'd have been disappointed if we wouldn't have had 30-plus rushing attempts because the Bills were dead last, and it wasn't just the Ravens gashing them after game one. The Dolphins ran on them. Remember you talking about that?
Right.
But look, you average 5.2 yards a carry. No, that was definitely the right game plan. When you look when rush for a season high, 189 yards on 34 carries, I mean, that's getting it done. But, you know, there's no moral victories. You know, you almost get to the point you thought it's, oh, well, the team played hard. Well, it's the pros. It's not PE class. They need to play hard and be a pro. But you don't have any moral victories, and that's just so frustrating. And boy, it's been a while since the Saints have won a game. You look, the last time they won, Brian Brzee, remember, blocked that field goal to preserve a victory against, guess who? The
Giants.
New York Giants. Guess who we're playing this week? The Giants. That's how long it's been. The Saints at 0-4 this season. They've now lost 8 games in a row. When you go back to last year when they did beat the Giants in New York. The only team with a longer losing streak is the Tennessee Titans, who now lost their 10th straight game, and their young rookie quarterback is going crazy. How? What was the slang? Charlie had to educate me a little bit about the slang.
Keeping it a buck, Bobby. I mean, yeah, keeping it real.
Yeah,
keeping it real.
Keeping it in the buck. And then what was the other thing he said? We ass or something?
I guess
that means we stink.
They're bad.
We have. So, no, he's frustrated. The NFL is very humbling. But you have to realize, everybody wants to be the number one overall pick.
But look who you go to.
But look at the team you're going to. There's a reason why they have the number one overall pick.
And, so, Bob, he is playing so hard, and he's trying to do so much, but it's not working.
It doesn't matter.
They got wiped out yesterday on both sides of the football, offensively, defensively. And you would figure, I got to do pregame for the Saints and the Titans. Well, I mean, how bad can it be on that particular part?
Well, Mike,
I love doing it with you guys and with the Titans people, but good gracious.
And I think he's thinking, well, the Texans are down right now and division opponent.
Texans waxed them yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he thought they would have a good showing, so he got humbled. It just shows you what the NFL will end up doing to you. But then, Mike, looking at, you have positives like all the time. You look at scenarios and situations that the penalties. You know, we're number one. We're averaging 10.3 penalties a game in the first three outings. We only had four penalties against the Bills. But more important, we only had one offensive penalty. You know,
Other three came on special teams.
Yeah, now that
the critical one was running into
the kicker. Yeah. The timing of it. But I still look at it that was a good thing. But the one thing, I'm going to ask Coach Mortis tonight, that because usually I didn't realize this, but we are a shotgun-heavy team. I want to say before this game against the Bills.
It changed yesterday.
We were second in the league being in the shotgun, and we were only behind the Washington Commanders, and I want to say Jane Daniels, which is, you know, you don't understand that. But I think being under the center, like I said, to me.
You made the comment last week. Explain to the audience about how it is to help your running game out if you under center.
Well, you can, and if you can run the ball, you can utilize play action should work more. Because you have so many different angles when you're under the center versus in the shotgun. And I've done both as far as you can run more running plays, the different variances under the center versus in the shotgun. You know, the whole RPO, this, and how, you know, that's a threat. Because we do have a threat in a running quarterback. You know, a lot of people wouldn't guess this because they say, oh, Josh Allen's a beast. You know, Spencer Rattler ran for more yards than Josh Allen. Josh Allen, that wasn't much. Josh Allen had 45 yards rushing on 7 attempts, 6.4 yard average. And Spencer Rattler ran the ball 6 times for 49 yards, 8.2 average. So Spencer Rattler ran less and actually had more yards. He was aggressive running the football. Spencer Rattler needs to do that. He's not saving himself. He had a career high 49 yards. I'm almost expecting Spencer Rattler to try and do the same thing against the Giants.
Now, here's the difference. The Giants' defensive
line.
A lot different.
Better than the Bills.
Oh, yeah. You look at Dexter Lawrence in the middle.
And how they built.
Brian Burns on one side. You got Thibodeau on the other. Man, they come after you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, it was crazy yesterday, and I don't think I've ever seen this on a Jim Harbaugh coach team. You know how many times Justin Herbert threw the football yesterday?
If I would just guess, it wouldn't surprise me. Even though you have Justin Herbert, did he throw like low 20s or something?
41 times.
Oh, that ain't – he don't.
You know how many times they ran it? 13.
Whoa.
Well, Bob, I've never seen that on a Harbaugh coach team.
No, that means he's having a private meeting with the offensive coordinator. Like, well, what in the world are we doing? That's not a winning formula. You do not want to throw the ball high 30s, low 40s. You're going to win sometimes. It's entertaining. But, like, that was very entertaining last night watching Jordan Love and Dak
Prescott.
I thought
about you at the end. Man, come on. Packers cover somebody out there on the field. Man, and listen, you got to give it to Dak. He has played out of his mind.
And without C.D. Lamb.
Exactly.
That looks like who's the receiver? I can't think of his name now. Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens.
Well, look
from
at the game.
Who they got from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be a head case. He looked pretty good.
Only thing I know is what I really thought about you is, man, Dak's being flushed out of the pocket, and he throws one. It looks as though maybe he was trying to hit it out of bounds. And Pickens, he makes that play. Him and Tolbert make two great catches near the sidelines. Not once, twice.
I hate the Cowgirls, but I was entertained. You know, if you're not, if you don't have a dog in the hunt,
we pull for Dak. He's from Louisiana.
Oh yeah, Houghton, Louisiana, Joe Delaney territory. I like Dak Prescott. I've always liked Dak Prescott. I just don't like these playing for the Cowgirls. But you know, shame on Dallas, because Dallas is going to be in a lot of games. But I don't know about their defense. Dak has played well enough for them to be undefeated right now.
That I agree with.
When you talk about him playing the position.
And they got a kicker. Okay. If it's 65 yards or in, we got it. Get in there, kid. Go hit it.
He's like a robot. He is unbelievable.
But, the Packers, and I give the offensive line of the Cowboys a lot of credit. They had him upright for most of the game.
Okay, right now, everybody was saying Jerry Jones and the Dallas organization didn't know what they're doing. After tonight's game, not at the end, he got that one sack. Micah Parsons didn't do jack. And look if they picked the right players and the value that they got. No, yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? That could be a situation Dallas might win that trade.
He saved the game.
Yeah, at the end.
Because Prescott's got a wide open run.
No, he tracked him down.
He catches him from the backside.
Dak thought he was going to run it in there.
I think Dak was like, man, what happened? Who grabbed me?
This day and age, a tie, we still having ties?
That should change.
No, that's like washing your feet with socks on. Or it's like taking a shower with a raincoat on. Oh, I'm trying to take a shower, I got a raincoat on. Well, what are you doing? There's no satisfaction. And I think people want to see winners and losers. They don't want to see a tie. And, you know, the way they have it, okay, what did they play, 10 minutes? Why don't they just play a full quarter, like 15 minutes? Do you know that? It's not the overtime, it's just 10 minutes. Well, hell, before you know it, the time's running out. I don't think the Packers, the way Jordan Love and even their LaFleur, their coach, I don't think they even know the rules. They look how they almost blew that game at the end. It's like, oh, what? The game's tied?
Now, I think a lot of Jordan Love, but boy, I think he's almost too cool.
He's too cool for school. Yeah, he's too laid back.
I mean, it's like, man, you don't know the sense of urgency here of what you have to do. You got to score a touchdown. Man, Dallas was giving up chunks and chunks of yardage downfield in the secondary.
He might have a heart rate, though, like whoa, look at that. He's so calm, like an assassin.
He is very calm. I do give him that.
You know, like an assassin, Mike? Like whoa, his heart rate should be beating a lot. He probably could beat a lie detector test, I think, Jordan Love. And
I don't know about that.
You know how they check, how it goes up and down?
But last night you saw the good, the bad, and the in-between with Jordan Love. Dak played really well all game long. But with Jordan, sometimes he looks great. And in other times, man, wonder a little bit about
that. Look at the beginning. Oh, it looks like, even though the Ravens had lost that game and they let the Bills come back, it could be like a Bills-Packers Super Bowl or Ravens-Packers. I don't know. I think the Rams are going to have something to say about that.
Somebody guessing yesterday. You saw that in the game against the Colts. The cornerback is peeking at the quarterback, and Stafford fools him with like a little pump fake. And, man, that is Tutu Atwell down the field.
Nobody's catching it. And everybody wants to get rid of the Chiefs, but they ain't going nowhere. I mean, that looked like the old Chiefs yesterday.
They looked good yesterday. And they ran the ball.
Yeah.
Which you hadn't seen. Also, too, and it's just a start, but Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau are allowed to practice. You have that window now where they can practice, see how far they've gotten along. And so we'll see how quickly Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau can get back in the lineup.
Well, they can contribute on the middle part, like, I don't know, maybe right before the bye.
Yeah, I think
right
it'll be a couple
there.
More weeks before.
But not like, they're practicing this week and they're starting against the Giants. No, that ain't happening.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.